This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
No, it was an absolute blast. It really was. I think going off individually, I have a lot to prove. I think every year we all have a lot to prove, whether it's stats-based, whether it's winning a championship, whatever it is. We always have things to prove, and I think building off of last year where I was healthy but not fully myself, had a full offseason this year, and I'm with a great organization. So I have a lot to prove. I'm excited to do it. And getting a chance to play these guys on the other side is awesome. I love the competition, and I love seeing their faces. So it's just a great time, and just grateful for the opportunity, yeah.
I know it was only a year, but everybody talks about the relationships of last year's squad. And talking with Severino the other day in Sacramento, he said it felt like that group was together for 10 years. Do you feel the same way?
About this group, or do I feel about this same
group? The 2024 group.
Absolutely, yeah. I think the great part about that is, like, you know, we decided to approach it that way. Every major league season will have its ups and downs, some bigger than others, but learning from them and responding in the way we did, I think, is really special. And I think baseball in general is always, they're always metaphors for life. I think sports are metaphors for life. And, you know, going about it the way we did last year, I think just creates just such positive foundational elements in your life, in your relationships. And just for a group of guys that are still playing a kid's game to go out there and choose to go about it that way and have success as a result of it is really what was so special about it. So it's a special team. I know a lot of us are in different places now, but it's something that we'll remember forever, for sure.
When you went into this offseason, I mean, you said it seems like you had a plan. Were you able to execute that, and is that what ultimately led you here to Minnesota?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, first and foremost in free agency, I want to be with a competitive group. I want to be with a competitive organization. I want to be with an organization that wants to win. You know, winning fixes everything, individually and for the masses in that locker room. So that was obviously the first check, and finding a place to be able to do that in Minnesota was a big win for me. And then individually, it was just to get it as strong and as fast as I possibly could. Having a full off season to be able to do it, not hindered or held back by anything, was really big for me. I'm in the best shape of my life. I feel fantastic. For a 30-year-old, I will mention, because I know every year we get older. But I feel great. I'm learning every day, gathering information, not judgment every day. And I'm just in a great spot physically, and that kind of feeds the mental side of it. So I'm just excited to go out here and play every day, yeah.
Did you follow the Gators run?
I absolutely did, yeah. I'm very, very happy for him. Very happy for him.
I mean, there's a number of Gators over there, and obviously, Pete, we know the relationship that you have. Did you guys communicate at all this offseason as you guys were kind of going through this free agency together?
We're different cats in different categories and had a different experience, obviously different agents. But overall, you know, I think the overarching thing is, you know, going to a home or you know, your best ability to find a true home. And, you know, I found my home in my competitive side and what fuels me for my competitive side. And, you know, I love, the Midwest, obviously, with my experience with it. So I found a home there. And Pete obviously found his home back in New York where he truly belongs. So I think it was a win for us. And yeah, but you know, we train in Tampa at the same spot, so you know, I saw him a lot, and he was the same guy every day, regardless of what may have been posted in the media. He's just such a lovable polar bear, truly. He embodies that nickname, so I'm thrilled for him. I'm thrilled for his start, and I just hope he continues it and, you know, keeps getting what he certainly deserves.
Harrison, great to see you. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. And we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.